This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomboy X, the queer-founded clothing line that's inclusive and sustainable. Underwear, swimwear, and more for all bodies. So you can feel good about protecting the goods. Use the code IHEART to get 20% off your first purchase, only at tomboyx.com.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Sappho Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. So it's no surprise to anyone listening that both Samantha and I, we've talked about our kind of very different issues around sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that interesting because we've also discussed before how you and I deal with stress in very different ways. And something I've been thinking about a lot lately as I continue to struggle with sleep is an episode we're planning on to visit in the future is just the physical havoc mm-hmm. this pandemic is having on us and on women. And for me, like, I have noticed, like, my heart races. So even if I try to sleep, my heart just races and my mind races and I just feel like I can't settle down, but I'm also so tired.
Oh, yeah.
And also, I know for you, Samantha, like, you work kind of all these interesting hours.
Yeah, I'm all over the place. My sleep schedule, I've just been constantly tired. I think I've talked about it before, how I've been Googling what's wrong with me. Why am I always tired and distracted? And essentially, it's like, hey, yeah, it's the pandemic. It's the worst. On top mm-hmm. of that, I've had a lot of hair loss in the last 2 years to the point that I'm very worried and getting self-conscious about it. That I'm like, oh my goodness, the amount of hair that comes out to the point at first, I'm like, everybody loses hair. And I've had people mm-hmm. tell me that. But like, I would show them out how much hair would come out. And they're like, oh my God, that's a lot. And mm-hmm. realizing that's a part of the pandemic as well. And I'm like, okay, I feel better that it's not just me. But at the same time, I just don't want it to happen.
Yes, yes. And I know some of you listeners have written in about experiencing that as well. And I've been experiencing the fear of like breaking my teeth. Because I just feel them grinding so hard and I'll hear a sound like, oh, no. And that's also part of the pandemic. So all of these lovely things we're going to visit. But we've also discussed how important sleep is and how not being able to sleep or get a good night's sleep, which unfortunately is a privilege in a lot of ways, also mm-hmm. wreaks havoc physically on you. So, in the spirit of all of that, we wanted to bring back this classic episode. Please enjoy. Hey, this is Annie.
I'm Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff Mom Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. That's what I call a cold open, when I surprise somebody and just start.
You just start, and I start yes. laughing. I'm like, what just happened? All right, great.
I give no warning. I used to do that when I was a producer, and I'd get my finger like way up in the air and go, 3, 2, 1, and I'd press the button, and they'd panic. You get good reactions out of people.
You do. That's or just a giggle.
Just a giggle. That's still a reaction. Nonsensical giggle. So as we record this episode, I and Samantha, we have just wrapped up Dragon Con, which I call my biggest party of the year, and it is a 5-day marathon.
Legit. I don't know if it's just a marathon. It sounds like a sprint for 5 days long, because it was not slow rolling.
It's a sprint slat. It's a sprinting marathon.
Oh.
There's no sleep. I think on average this year, I got 3 to 4 hours a night, which actually isn't that different from the normal for me, but it's still like you add in the walking and the drinking all day and the costumes and just the stimulation.
Yeah, that was a lot. I had to have a 3-day recovery, and I actually only stayed out with you one night out of the 3 days that I attended. Like, I was there during the day. Well, actually, one day I didn't see you at all, but I got to see a lot of
good
things.
My fault. Sorry about that.
But the one night I'm like, yeah, I'll stay out with you. I think I stayed out with you one night till 11, and the next time I was like, I actually stayed out at 3. We actually went to Waffle House.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
nice.
No, that's all we did. And I've discovered after, you know, my life in the Department of Family and Children's Services, I can't do that anymore. Like, I can't do all-nighters. I also got sick, and apparently that's a thing that happens.
The con crud, yep.
All the germy people that want to high-five me, and I was stupidly...
85,000 people in that one space.
I was stupid and be like, yeah, let me give you a high-five. I'm cool. Mm-hmm. I'm not cool, and I'll never do that again. Don't touch me.
Next year, if you come, you should go as the con crud.
You know, I think I'll just be unhappy. How about that? No. No, I'm like, this year was my first year, and it was overwhelming, mm-hmm. and I'm like, I was not prepared. No matter how much you told me, I've been to the parade, still was not prepared.
I watched the entire parade with our boss next to me and
yes.
didn't realize until the very end, and I was racking my brain frantically for what was I saying while
Were
he was
you dressed
right.
up?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe but that's why he didn't recognize
you. Very distinct voice. And we were right next... We were
but
literally touching arms.
I'm sure it's like also very loud.
Oh, I hope he doesn't listen to this. He definitely doesn't.
And then you get an email.
Oh, no.
But yeah, that was interesting.
Yes. Well, I hope you had some amount of fun.
I mean, like I said, I was very entertained. And we had this whole plan that I was going to go and mm-hmm. interview people. I got one interview, by the way.
Yeah.
Interview people and talk to women and keep a tally. That did not happen. I was trying to figure out how not to be touched.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
And how to hide away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I, and don't get me wrong, when I finally found a spot where I could just sit and stand,
yeah.
it was wonderful like to watch and see so many people having so much fun
yeah.
being creative. Mm-hmm. But trying to navigate myself out of that situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had a really good time this year, and a lot of people would be like, wow, look at you, you're so drunk. And I'm like, no, I'm just really happy. Like, but like even in the morning before
right.
there's been any alcohol.
You were definitely smiley.
I was having a great time. And I only counted in my personal experience 2 creepers, which
right.
is pretty good. I know I heard from other friends about other creepers, but
right.
in my experience, you actually missed right after you left that night. You stayed till 3 a.m. We went to a different party. Oh.
What party did you go to? Oh, did you go to the big one?
The secret party.
I was thinking about it, but I'm like, I need to food.
Mm-hmm.
And that last party we went to.
The last party on Alderaan.
It wasn't great.
No. They often aren't. No
yeah.
offense to anyone who organizes them. It's just the nature of having
yeah.
a bunch of nerds.
Yeah. And like, I'm not a big EDM fan.
Yeah.
Although, my friend Joe took some really great videos.
Oh, the dance circle.
The dance circle.
Yes.
There's one of, is it Harley Quinn comic character? She's
yeah.
dancing, and you see Jesus with his rainbow
yeah.
shawl
it was
staring in awe. Gay Jesus.
Well,
loved
I love
it.
Gay Jesus when that one dude fell over, and he got over. Gay Jesus got over him and, like, rose him from the dead. That was awesome.
And that was when you disappeared and were like, I don't know where Annie went.
I was just bopping about. I was still there.
You were dancing.
Terribly, but I was dancing.
Hey, enjoy life.
I was living my best life. But this whole episode isn't going to be a recap on Dragon Con. It's about sleep, because there was none to be had at Dragon Con. And I personally have so much trouble sleeping. It is probably one of the biggest drivers of my life, of, like, the trouble I get into, the way I behave, the amount of thought I put into how am I going to sleep tonight. I don't even want to calculate how much I dedicate to
right.
that. It actually depresses me. I've tried all the tricks. I stop looking at my phone around 9 p.m. Not always, but most nights. I do stretches. I count by odd numbers, and I've gotten up to 3,000-something before I've said, you know, this isn't working for me. I've tried various medications. No caffeine, no alcohol, and I have the exact opposite schedule most people expect, in that I usually fall asleep around 11 p.m., but then I'm up by 1 a.m. and I maybe fall back asleep around 5 a.m. and get up at 7 a.m. It's pretty miserable.
Yeah, and you and my friend, my other coworker, she's the same way because she'll go to bed about 9 or 10, mm-hmm. wake up about 2, stay up, and stay up.
Yeah.
And I'm just going, how do you function like that? I almost die if I don't get at least 6 hours, and that I'm still struggling.
Yeah.
But I do have that sweet spot. If I get too much sleep, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to stop.
Yeah, there's like a window.
It's a weird window. Mm-hmm. So if I get too little, I'm a mess. If I get too much, I'm just as much of a mess.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't have that struggle that, and I'm like, and I'm in awe that you guys are standing and as chipper as you are.
It's something I've had to learn. That people need sleep more than I do and people need food more than I do. And this is just a stage because I've been the opposite.
That was true because during Dragon Con, at one point, I think it was me and your other friend Katie, both of us were like, I'm hungry. They don't eat, do they? We're going to have to stop them because I need food.
Yeah. That actually, our last night at Dragon Con, that you were sick by this point.
Yeah.
But we had a wonderful time. But I wasn't intending on getting food, and they then didn't, and they got very, very drunk. Very drunk, and I was like, maybe we should get some pizza, because I was witnessing this going down.
Oh, I'm old enough to know my limits, and I enjoy food way too much.
No, that's good.
And I'm like, if I don't do this, these are the things I'm going to regret later.
That is what I've had to I've had to grow. But I used to have the inverse problem of this whole thing where I slept essentially all day when given the option, and I struggled to get out of bed. There was even discussion from my doctor that I might have chronic fatigue syndrome. It was very bad. And we've talked about before in past episodes about how sleep is a privilege, unfortunately. When you have multiple jobs, kids, no cars, for example, you're not going to be getting much sleep.
Right.
And disclaimer, the science of sleep is very incomplete and very much ongoing. And as per usual, a lot of studies until recently only looked at men. In 2013, the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, released the first sex-specific guidelines for a drug ever, and it was for Ambien after it was discovered women metabolized the medication more slowly than men do. So, lots of work to be done. But to start with, sleep is incredibly important. It impacts physical and mental health, as well as job performance and social and family life. Sleep deprivation actually shrinks part of our brains and leads to poor decision-making, difficulty forming new memories, and controlling emotions and risk evaluation. It takes up more of our time than any other activity. But only 30% of Americans are getting the recommended amount of sleep, and 40 million Americans struggle with sleep disorders, and it affects women more than men.
And actually, this has affected people in driving.
Yeah.
It's been a big cause of death for that very reason, lack of sleep and mm-hmm. sleep deprivation. I know we talked about that, has been talked about with, like, truck drivers and such,
mm-hmm.
and how dangerous it is. I remember being without sleep and feeling like I was drunk.
Well, yeah, and the Mythbusters I remember they did an episode where they compared drunk driving to sleep deprivation while driving. And they found that they were equally bad. Don't do either.
Right.
I'm not saying.
Please get an Uber.
Yes.
Or Lyft.
And I know, like, with some train accidents we've had, this has come up.
Because of the lack of sleep, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for some quick comparison between sexes, more than a quarter of women, 28%, while men, 25%, sleep talk.
Oh.
I do that. 60%, I usually speak in Korean, too.
Do you?
Yeah,
really?
It's weird.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's what people say. They're like, I don't know what language you're speaking. Maybe it's just mumbles. I don't know. 60% more women, 16%, than men, which is only 10%, have night terrors.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. And, of course, the whole ordeal of keeping up with the current needs, jobs, children, all that, that differentiates between male and female as well.
Mm-hmm. And these are modern times. Working late or odd hours is more common than ever, whether it's the gig economy or people working in international markets. We're more regularly having irregular sleep and are more likely to make poor decisions because of it. According to the National Sleep Foundation, the average person needs 7 to 9 hours of sleep, but the average woman aged 30 to 60 only gets 6.5 hours during the work week. Nearly one in two women wake up not feeling well rested four times or more a week, one report found. Some studies find women sleep more than men, but the quality of men's sleep is better. Some male respondents reported feeling childish for having a, quote, bedtime, whereas more women reported being aware of the health benefits of getting a good night's sleep. Some researchers suspect that a fear of being seen as less masculine leads men to report artificially lower sleep times.
Wow. So a month-long study found that women's circadian cycles, the system that naturally governs sleeping and waking times, are earlier than men's, meaning we typically fall asleep earlier, but we also wake earlier, and it still takes us longer to fall asleep.
Mm-hmm. Postmenopausal women reported more difficulty sleeping than premenopausal women. Amount of sleep isn't the only thing that matters either. The quality of sleep, like we mentioned before, is very important as well. And for women, things like menstrual cycle, pregnancy, and menopause can impact that. And some other things that can impact quality. A 2002 poll found that 63% of women reported experiencing insomnia at least a couple of times a week compared to 54% of men. Now, I'm really glad I looked this up because I thought insomnia, probably because of that movie with Al Pacino or whoever was in it, Robin Williams. Maybe, but I thought it meant you never slept.
Oh, never.
It just can encompass everything from trouble falling asleep, staying asleep, waking up too early and not being able to go back to sleep. It's a lot of different things. Apart from the biological factors we mentioned, there are possible treatable root causes to this, like anxiety or depression. Chronic sleep deprivation can also lead to or contribute to depression, especially for young women.
One study found that women are more likely to suffer from nocturnal sleep-related eating disorders, or NSRED. This is when you eat at night when you appear to be asleep.
More women than men report restless leg syndrome, and researchers think sleep apnea is underdiagnosed in women, which is thought to be more common in men, although the number of women experiencing it does go up after menopause. And one reason it might be underdiagnosed is, again, it's never really been studied in women, and doctors are learning the symptoms present differently. This is frightening because sleep apnea is more likely to cause heart failure and death in women.
Another study found that 58% of women reported experiencing pain during the night compared to the 48% of men.
Among shift workers, and these are people who work non-traditional hours, women experience more disrupted sleep compared to men. A study found that over a three-year period, female shift workers had a 60% higher risk of developing breast cancer. They also frequently report irregular periods, more difficulty getting pregnant, and more miscarriages.
Also, women are more at risk of developing other health problems from sleep deprivation, too, like type 2 diabetes, hypertension, and heart disease.
Artificial light present in the room when trying to sleep, like a television, has been associated with weight gain in women. Male snoring is more likely than female snoring to lead partners going to go in to sleep in different bedrooms. My grandmother used to snore so loudly that my grandfather would go to sleep an hour earlier than her to try to fall asleep before she did.
My mother somehow can sleep with my father, and I could hear my father in, like, downstairs to the corner room.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, how?
It can be really impressive.
It is really impressive. Apparently, it's also a comfort thing, too, now for my mom.
Yeah.
And she doesn't sleep as well without it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's super weird to me. I'm like, this would drive me crazy, and I'm going to kick someone out of bed.
That reminds me of the quote from Scrubs.
Yeah.
It's like, now I can't. I used to hate it, her snoring, and now I can't
sleep without her.
Mm-hmm. Since a lot of you love dogs.
Me.
Yep. Thought I'd include this. A recent study found women sleep better next to dogs than their partners. And some think this has to do with the schedule having a dog keeps you on, like getting up to feed it or walk it. My dog, Dizzy, spelled with an EY because I was being all about myself.
Like it.
She slept in my bed when I was a kid, and it did not help me sleep. But I had a twin bed, and she was a big dog. Some nights I slept on the floor and let her have the bed.
Wow.
But I did love her, and she was my dog, so my parents were like, if she's sleeping in a bed, she's sleeping in your bed.
That's fair. And I actually prefer my dog Peaches to sleep with me as well. I think it's just that comfort of knowing someone's on that bed. Mm-hmm. But she is also the worst when she decides that she wants to move around in the middle of the night and I can feel every bounce.
Yeah.
I try to cuddle her. She's a hot dog. She doesn't like me touching her, but I like it.
Peaches, you're just going to have to deal.
I tell her that a lot. I'm like, you're my dog. I feed you. You have to let me hold you.
That's just how it is. Sleep deprivation causes an increase in risky behavior in men and a decrease in women, both of which can be bad, actually, depending on the situation. So they were looking in particular at, like, if you're working, like, the stock market, maybe either one could be bad, because if you're unwilling to take the risk that you normally would, you could lose out on something potentially really good. But then on the flip side of it, if you're taking more risks than you normally would, that could also be bad.
Right.
Also, after losing sleep, women become more selfish than men.
I'm just wondering if it's being selfish is just actually caring for yourself.
Yeah. I would be interested to know. More science is needed. But right now, an ad break is needed.
What?
We'll be right back.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women. Tomboy X designs gender and size inclusive underwear and apparel. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase, only at tomboyx.com.
And we're back. Thank you, sponsor.
And we're back.
Mm-hmm. All right. So on top of all these things we've been talking about, recent studies do suggest that women need more sleep than men, about 20 minutes more. And they think, the researchers think, that this is because on average, women use more mental energy multitasking throughout the day. And on top of that, sleep deprivation hits women harder than men. Going back to shift workers, some scientists speculate this is why female night shifters are more likely to get injured on the job, and that it impacts cognitive ability of teenage girls more than when compared to teenage boys. Other studies found mixed results, instead concluding that women perform better while dealing with mild sleep deprivation, and that they also bounced back after restorative sleep to a much higher degree than men did. But the difference may be in the level and frequency of sleep deprivation.
And another study found that all-nighters had a more adverse impact on women. The authors of that one were quick to emphasize that more research was needed and that their study sample was really small.
Yeah. Another study we wanted to mention found that sleep-deprived men were more likely to perceive interest and sexual interest from women. Scientists think this could lead to making sexual decisions you may later regret, and outcomes like sexual harassment, unplanned pregnancies, and STIs. I feel like when I'm tired, I think no one is interested in me.
I think when I'm tired, I'm just like, don't touch me. So therefore, the interest is
please
not.
Please don't look
like,
this way.
I'm like,
don't interact. I don't have the energy.
Right. I'm like, let's not talk. Mm-hmm. Let's not touch. Let's not look at each other.
I can't imagine. I don't think I've ever perceived more interest when I was tired.
No.
Ever.
No.
Almost 3 out of 10 women report using some sort of sleep aid a couple of times a week. So why do women struggle more with getting a good night's rest as compared to men? Researchers aren't sure, but they suspect it's a combination of hormones and societal expectations that we place on women and women place on themselves, who are more often caregivers, both of children and aging guardians, doing more housework on top of having a job, higher overall levels of stress in general. Some of it goes back to the stuff we talked about in our Impossible Goals episode. So these high expectations, we're always thinking, what else? I got to go do this. I got to go do this. I got to do this. And it's really hard to sleep. I can speak from experience when your brain is thinking of all the things you could be doing and in your mind should be doing.
Yeah, rather what than you're sleep. Not doing.
Exactly. Like, this seems like a waste when I have all of this stuff to do. I really had to try to reframe how I viewed sleep because I saw it as a waste.
Yeah.
It's definitely not a waste.
Yeah, I've done that too. But in 2018, the American Time Use Survey found that women are working longer hours at the expense of their social lives, relaxation time, and sleep. And on average, men reported having an hour more downtime than women. Both men and women reported sleeping less than just about ever since we started keeping track of that sort of thing.
Yeah, pretty much. Of all our historical records, we are at a historic low when it comes to how much sleep we're getting.
I wonder if part of that is because now we can actually track it with all of our little fitness apps and such.
Yeah, that's true. I wonder how it was probably self-reported because they've been keeping this data for a long time.
Right.
But I'm sure it was self-reported and that there's always an issue with reliability when it comes to that.
And then at the same time, the watches and all of those Fitbits and such, I know they actually try... I don't know how, calculate deep sleep versus, you know, all of those types of things. And I wonder if that causes a different level.
I feel like that would stress me out. I used to treat sleep as like, okay, here we go. We're going to sleep now. And then it wouldn't happen. I'd be so mad at myself.
Right.
I feel like if I had one of those watches, I'd just be stressed about it.
Right. I had one for a little while, but I think it was pretty inaccurate. So I didn't cling to it too much. But I would wake up and be like, yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know about that one. Like, depending on if you believe the result or not. Rather than gender, work hours, both paid and unpaid, and changes in life stages from childbirth to menopause seem to have the most impact on men when it comes to changes in sleep. The consensus as of now, again, is men sleep less but better, and not by drastically much less than women who have a much bigger gap when it comes to lack of leisure time and interrupted sleep due to some type of caregiving. So... I don't know. I was hoping that I would come out of this with...
The answer?
Yes.
You wanted
This was research. It was research. We do have some tips. But first, we have one more quick break for a word from our sponsor.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women. Tomboy X designs gender and size inclusive underwear and apparel. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at tomboyx.com.
And we're back. Thank you, sponsor.
Oh, hi.
Hello. And we're back with tips, but oh, I would love if listeners could send in their tips. So the ones I found, the big ones, were having a regular bed and wake time, like children. I feel like I'm already getting frustrated because I feel like I do all of this stuff.
Right.
But anyway, okay. Doing that, not doing anything outside of sleep in your bed. Okay. So this is one I've struggled with because if I wake up at 1 a.m., I have the thought maybe I'll fall back asleep. But according to most things I read, I should just get out of bed and wait until I get tired again and then get back in bed and try again. So those are some. Exercising in the morning. Again, I do that.
You do that. Mm-hmm. So I found, for me, sometimes meditation works.
Uh-huh.
I use the sleep meditation app sometimes. It does mm-hmm. the relaxation of the body type of thing. Or if you're like me, I love naps, but because it does disrupt my actual being able to fall asleep, I've done less.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I've had a harder time in waking up within like a 30-minute span. It ends up being like a 3-hour nap.
Right.
So I can't do that anymore.
Uh-huh.
Maybe taking a relaxing bath before,
mm-hmm.
or maybe a warm shower
uh-huh.
with a little lavender. Yeah, have you seen those scent things that you can put in your shower and it heats up?
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
Maybe that'll help.
Uh-huh.
If you can afford it, look at the mattress you're using. And for me, I need a new mattress for sure. I was really hoping that I would get a free one, I'm not going to lie.
A sponsorship may come, Samantha.
I'm still waiting. Such a spoiled thing to say. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like that actually does affect you a lot. And I was thinking about like old school adages, like you're talking about counting.
Yeah.
Counting sheep.
You're supposed to count odd numbers because even numbers is too easy. It needs to be something slightly so your mind can't wander.
I feel like that's too much. Like I would concentrate too hard and get frustrated if I messed up.
Well, that's you, Samantha.
Okay, that's fair. and then like the warm milk type of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or hot cocoa, getting in a little bit of reading.
Yeah, I've heard reading is a good one. And then the room temperature, if you can keep it around like 69, 70, I think, degrees Fahrenheit.
That's a rich person number.
Is it? My place is definitely not that. Maybe that's in the summer, sleep is out the window.
Maybe that's a Georgia rich person number.
I was surprised when I saw it. I was like, really? Oh. Because I like it cool.
But wow.
Whoa. Yeah. I think that's the number, though. And then less caffeine and or alcohol. So I stopped drinking caffeine at noon now. I used to go to 2 because I've heard it's 3 p.m.
Right.
is the cutoff. But I stop at noon now.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And if you can't afford it, if it is a big problem in your life, you can go see a professional who might be able to prescribe medication or cognitive behavioral therapy.
Right.
Keeping a sleep diary. So if you notice any patterns, this night I slept well, what did you do that day?
I know people also talk about melatonin. I say that cautiously because there are a lot of unknowns to that.
Yeah.
And then there's different forms and it just helps some people. It doesn't help some people.
Yeah.
For me, I actually do like it. I like the little chocolate ones.
And
they're like, I mean, it's really minuscule because they're one per thing. So you can measure out how much you want, how little you want.
Mm-hmm.
But it I don't know. I know it has been used for many of our adolescents
mm-hmm.
instead of trying to prescribe them some kind of actual medication. So,
right. Yeah, and I have friends who swear by sleepy time tea.
Yeah, I used to love that stuff. Not because it makes me sleepy, because I just love the taste of it.
I unfortunately am. I don't think I'm allergic, but I can't drink tea.
At all?
Yeah. I will feel miserable.
Interesting.
Yep. Tea and mint.
I knew about the mint.
And all types of other things. I don't want to reveal all my other allergies. I don't know why I'm suspicious that someone's going to attack
someone's
me.
Someone's going to get
throw
you.
Throw mint at me. I immediately became very concerned. Well,
this has become a very good insight in your life.
I feel like I've revealed a lot about myself.
I liked it.
Maybe I'm sleep deprived and need to go get some more sleep. But in the meantime, yes, please, listeners, if you have any tips or experience in sleeping or any kind of sleep thoughts or dream thoughts. Ooh, dreams. We didn't even get to talk about that.
Oh.
Please send them our way. You can email us at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram @StuffMomNeverToldYou. Thanks, as always, to our super producer who has disappeared, but he'll be back.
He's back!
Andrew Howard.
Thank you, boo.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff Mom Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.